Students from Douglas, Washburn, Iron, and Burnett counties will be representing their peers at Superior Days for the 12th year. Youth Development Coordinator Fariba Pendleton says the students will hang out with area adults and lobby for community needs. They'll also have their own concerns.
One of the things that's really dear and heart of our young people is how these budget cuts would impact them locally at their local school districts. So in terms of the lobbying efforts, most of our youth will be lobbying towards educational issues.
This is Superior High School senior Liza Wallace's second trip to Superior Days. She says that youth input is vital, especially when it comes to education.
I'm actually in school, and I'm actually faced with the challenge of trying to come up with the funding to go to college next year, which the funding is being cut. And I'm the one who's actually sitting here looking at the books from 1985 that are as old as I am or older, and I'm the one that actually knows this stuff.
Wallace says that students can make a difference in government, especially when they're given a chance to speak out.
When someone actually sits down and tells you, you know, this is what's the problem, and this is what's going on, and this is why it needs to be changed, then I think it really brings it to your attention. And even if only for a short while, you want to make a difference. And if we can have them want to make a difference for 20 minutes, then in that 20 minutes, maybe they'll get something accomplished, or maybe the next time a bill comes around, they'll think of it from our point of view.
Pendleton says that each year the interest among high schoolers grows, so much that she says they may need to hold their own Superior Days if the group gets much larger. In Superior, Maria Mafiosi, Wisconsin Public Radio.